and here I must mention that a great black cloud had been gathering in the sky for some time past, although it had not yet overspread the sun. But just as Epimetheus reached the cottage door, this cloud began to cut off the sunshine, and thus to make a sudden darkness. He entered softly, for he meant, if possible, to steal behind Pandora and fling a wreath of flowers over her head before she knew that he was there. But as it happened, there was no need of his treading so very lightly. He might have trod as heavily as he pleased, as heavily as a grown man, as heavily as an elephant, without Pandora's hearing his footsteps. She was too interested in what she was doing. At the very moment of his entering the cottage, the naughty child had put her hand to the lid and was on the point of opening the mysterious box when Epimetheus saw her. But Epimetheus himself, although he said very little about it, had his own share of curiosity to know what was inside. Seeing that Pandora intended to find out the secret, he determined that his playfellow should not be the only wise person in the cottage. And if there were anything pretty or valuable in the box, he meant to take half of it to himself. As Pandora raised the lid, the cottage grew very dark, for the black cloud had now swept quite over the sun and seemed to have buried it alive. There had for a little while past been a low growling and muttering which all at once broke into a heavy peal of thunder. But Pandora, unmindful of all this, lifted the lid nearly upright and looked inside. It seemed as if a sudden swarm of winged creatures brushed past her, taking flight out of the box, while at the same instant she heard Epimetheus calling as if in pain,